Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolaolawa. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Everyone is Important. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. As it was said, the gospel is for everyone. When it comes to our kingdom and our kingdom work, every individual is important to God. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The gospel of Jesus Christ is potent. His grace, love, and mercy have been poured out on all men for their salvation. The Bible says the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all men, regardless of their status, background, or ethnicity. God has proposed to save and use anybody, any one of us, for His glory. None of us is too small or too lowly. For example, in 2 Kings 5, we read about Naaman, a commander of the army of the king of Syria, a great man held in high esteem, a mighty man of valor. But he was a leper. On a certain day, while the Syrian troops raided Israel, they captured a girl, and she became a servant to Naaman's wife. Sometime later, this little Israelite maid witnessed to Naaman, and not only did Naaman get healed of his leprosy through the prophet Elisha, this army general got converted and became a worshipper of the Lord God of Israel. I've heard similar testimonies of how army generals were led to Christ, maybe by their drivers or some domestic staff. There's no one too great to be led into salvation. Perhaps you're a hairdresser or a makeup artist, and those who request your services are celebrities, the wealthy and influential of the society. Go ahead and lead them to Christ. You must realize that your earthly job, business, education, or profession is your opportunity and vehicle for transporting the gospel. If you get on transit, be it on a bus, a train, or on the plane, witness your co-passengers. Tell them about Jesus. Never let an opportunity pass by that you've not utilized for the gospel. This is what the Lord has set us on course for. So, be bold and fearless. Preach the gospel to anybody and everybody. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for counting me faithful to commit the ministry of reconciliation to my hands. My passion is to do your will by ministering the gospel to everyone in my world and those in the regions beyond. Working together with you to establish your kingdom in the earth and in the hearts of men, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, Mark chapter 16 verse 15, and Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, never let an opportunity pass by that you've not utilized for the gospel. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaolawa.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaolawa.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.